RNZ National, and at this time every Tuesday for the next little while the costs of living are so high, we're going to feature an item that represents great value and easy eating in a segment that we call Eat of the Week. And last week we did the carrot, remember? And since then I actually did buy a big bag of carrots and made carrot and courgette fritters. Very nice. Well, tonight we go to Dargaville, which is the capital of Coomera, and we go to the king of Coomera, Lockie Wilson, General Manager of Delta Produce, a cooperative of growers. And what you don't know about Coomera, Lockie does. And we're seeing an average price of $2.99 a kilo. Does that sound about right to you? We'll ask Lockie. G'day, Lockie.
How are we?
$2.99 a kilo?
$2.99 a kilo is good buying. Yeah, it possibly could be up to $3.99 in places. There's some very good buying out there at the moment. This year the crop's been rather large in size, and that's come about by the autumn weather conditions have been warm and the lack of labour and COVID, and the growers have actually got behind in their harvest, and what's happened is the product's ballooned, really. It's just grown into just about the size of pumpkins, you know, up to a couple of kilos, you know. So we've got some big product for sale out there at the moment, and very good value, and probably find that around the place at $1.99 in some places.
Is that okay for a Coomera to be that big?
Yeah, it actually eats the same as a smaller one, really. There's no real difference in the eating qualities, it actually has a lot of benefits being big. Makes it a lot easier to peel, and you only need to do one or two, or one possibly.
Yeah, and chop one up.
Yeah, that's right. It is good buying. Like, Coomera is very labour intensive, and in real terms, anything under sort of $5 or $6 for Coomera on any given year is good buying, you know.
Yeah, very good.
We're still not quite finished, so we always loosely say they should be all out of the ground by duck shooting season, and that's just been. But we're possibly another couple of weeks away till all the Coomeras are out of the ground. So being a tropical plant, we only get one crack at it in New Zealand. So it's all planted in October, November, early December. It's in the ground for 120 days, and it's pretty much we start harvesting in mid-January, and the main harvest is March, April, and all over by May.
Right, so when you say tropical, where are they indigenous?
South American is where they originate, but they grow them all over the world. Like, China's huge, Israel, Turkey, America, you name it, they grow it, you know. So, so it's all over the place, really. We're just a dot in the sweet potato world.
Sweet potato, right. How many colours in varieties? I mean, there's purple ones, there's ones with white skin and white flesh, then there's red and orange. What's the difference in flavour with each of these?
Yeah, so there's four main varieties. So there's the original red, which is the red, reddy purple skin with a white flesh. So that's the original. Then there's the orange one with the orange flesh. That's the American sweet potato. And then there's the gold Coomera, which is white skin with white flesh, and that's probably the sweetest. And then a year or two ago, Plant Food brought out a new one called Purple Dawn, which is a purpley skin with a purple scent, and that's sort of one for the foodies and for the garnishes and that sort of thing, or the colour and the antioxidants. So, that's sort of a new one to the stable, I suppose, you know. Red's always been the traditional Kiwi Coomera, but in the whole Coomera industry, orange Coomera is very close to overtaking the red.
Is it? When you say red, you mean that deep red?
The white flesh.
With the white flesh, right. Those orange ones, I find when cooking them, when you know, but they tend to go to mush, don't they, if you roast them?
They can do a little bit, when they make Coomera fries out of them, which is huge in the States, they actually put a cornstarch on them to hold them together. If you can get them right, and they do make a pretty good chip and wedge, very, very good mash, and really good in soups, you know.
And soups, just add them at the end.
And the beauty, just use it instead of other other vegetables, you know.
Oh, I see.
Predominantly a kumara soup, yes.
Right.
So, that's the four varieties. The oranges and the gold are pretty versatile in the summertime, so they make good salads. And you can put red in there as well, but the orange and the gold in particular make good kumara salads, you know. So a few dates and celery and a bit of red onion and some mayonnaise and you get yourself a pretty good salad.
That sounds nice. How would you cook that kumara for a salad then? Do you roast them?
Just cube them and first and then roast them. And then let them cool down, obviously. And then, like I say, red onion and dates and celery, and then mix them. Mayonnaise through it just before you go out, if you're taking it out as a dish, it's a goodie.
It sounds lovely. Quite high in calories, aren't they, the sweet potato? What's their nutritional value?
Ooh, yeah, you're testing me there. high in antioxidants, good in vitamin B, good fibre, reasonably low GI, so they give you good energy. And they're a good all-round food, you know. When we did our marketing campaign a few years ago, we did it in the Wellington Showgrounds in the cake tin, and the amount of people you asked whether they like kumara, and they said they didn't just like kumara, they love kumara. So that's our catch cry is love kumara.
Love kumara, okay. So we've bought a few kumara, and they're a good price at the moment. And so how do we store them? Are we putting them in the fridge or in a dark, dry cupboard?
14 degrees is the optimum temperature. So they're a bit like a banana. So, that's where you want them stored. So wherever it's around about 14 degrees is the best. All our growers have ambient sheds on farm. So we've got 22 growers, and they have all kumara stored on farm. And we draw off that pretty much from now, in the next couple of weeks. They'll all come off farm through till about springtime, August, September. And then we go to kumara that's stored in a 14-degree cool store. And that gives us kumara all the way through the middle of January.
Okay, so 14 degrees, that's warmer than a fridge, but warmer than a dark, dry cupboard, but not as cold as a fridge.
Correct, yeah. If you put them in a fridge, you'll get chilling, and they'll go brown in the middle. So you really want them just ambient, really. In the wintertime, be careful if you've got a cupboard near the back of your fireplace or something like that. They'll tend to grow shoots. Because kumara, up until now, from January till May, all the kumara comes straight from the field to the pack house and gets washed, graded, and sold. But of course, all the crop comes out of the ground by May, and we can't sell it all. And of course, we want it for 12 months of the year. So to be able to store it, we heat cure the kumaras. So all the kumaras get heated up to 30 degrees, high humidity, and we sweat them. And we get them to grow little shoots or little nodes or buds. And then once they've done that, we cool them down. And that has two or three different effects. It heals any blemishes or any markings that it's had in the field when it was being harvested. And it actually changes, and it stops the kumara from going rubbery, so they firm up, and it actually changes all of the starches into natural sugars, and that's why you cook a kumara in your roasting dish over the wintertime, they really caramelise, and that's partly to do with the curing process.
Oh, very interesting. But right now, perfect time because they're in season, they're a good price, and you just have to get on Google and look at some ways of cooking them.
That's the one. Yeah, she's a very versatile vegetable, and like I say, she's available. You know, our pack house is open 49 weeks of the year, so we have it available all year long. The most popular time is from Easter through to Labor weekend. You know, it is sort of traditional winter sort of food. So, but like I say, it is good in salads and over the summertime as well. Very versatile.
Excellent. And she's a she, is she? She's a she.
She's a she. It is. She's a goodie.
Thanks very much, Lockie. We'll be digging out some kumara recipes, and that's very good information. So thank you.
No, that's wonderful. You guys all enjoy them, and thanks a lot. And everyone have a good night, eh?
That's Lockie Wilson, King of the Kumara from Dargaville.